Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Ba-da-da-ba-da.
Hello, the show. Welcome to another
Lechica,
where we read your Lecha fan mail, answer your Gatas question, and talk about you, your lives, with being there, done that. If it's your first time listening to the show, you can stay here. Hello, what's up? What it do?
That's you can Rika chill.
That's Rika G. Crunching on. What are you eating?
Nuggets.
And?
And kimchi, dude.
Nuggets and kimchi. Good so combination, good. Surprisingly.
Yeah.
But if it's your first time here, you can listen to this, of course. But if you want to check out our traditional mixes, they are,
you know, with bells, you know, with choreography.
It is available wherever you're probably listening to this as well. Okay, no Lecha fan mail today. We're gonna do actually a bunch of Gatas a question, and then read some of the posts that you've been posting on our Facebook group. So if you haven't joined that as well, might as well hit the join button on Facebook, the Hala Hala Show Lecha Fam. We're at like 500 plus members now.
I know.
So I think we should try to get to like 1,000 by the end of the year. I think we could do it.
I think so. I mean, this Facebook group has only been up like what?
A few months?
Just a few months. Yeah. So I'm sure we can get to that. You guys can tell your friends.
Tell your friends. And you tell my friends. All right, let's go. Moo, let's start with the first question, and very relatable to the weather as of late, from AJ, okay, or Aji Boo, says, paano labanan ang bad weather?
You mean labanan?
Labanan. That's why you read the Filipino question.
No, dude.
Paano labanan? But labanan is also a word, right? Like you can use that.
Yeah.
Labanan, like, is like a match, right? Labanan, yes, ng like San Miguel.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Paano labanan ang bed?
I know. How do you do that?
I sleep.
I see. Right. Actually, for the first time in months, I actually took a 3-hour nap earlier today. I mean, granted, I wasn't feeling well because of the vaccine, but it just felt so weird to nap because I'm not a napper. I do not nap. Not because I don't like it, but because I cannot. It raises my blood sugar too much. So, earlier today I did nap and I really appreciated it. I get nappers now. Okay.
I'm a big time napper.
I know.
I right? take like 3 or 4 naps a day.
A day?
Yeah. I don't think that's healthy anymore, but, and I cannot nap for, you know, how mga power nap. I can't do that shit.
So how many hours? Minutes.
Mine is usually like an hour.
Okay.
Maybe the shortest is probably 30 minutes, but then you know how you have to wake up at a certain window or else you feel groggy.
Yeah.
So that's why I don't really, if I take a nap, I like it when I don't have to set an alarm so that I wake up with my natural circadian rhythm.
Circadian rhythm.
Know what
you
I mean?
Know what? I feel like I have sleep anxiety because I can't take a nap. Second of all, if I do take a nap or if I'm about to sleep, I have this fear of not setting my alarm. I feel like I would just sleep the day off, you know, and that's like my ultimate fear. Like there's FOMO for me when I wake up at like 9 a.m. Oh, also just an update. I know this isn't where you've been,
right,
but I ran at 5:20 a.m. today and
it
felt
great. You're an animal.
I ran 4 kilometers and I'm like, damn straight, man.
Do you feel that? Because I remember
runner's high. I feel like I'm almost there. Not totally, not quite there yet, but I get it.
I had a similar, not a runner's high, but I remember when I used to work an office job in the States and I didn't have much time. You know, I wanted to get my workout done before work instead of after. I would literally wake up at like 3 a.m., 4 a.m.
Dude.
And for a while, I was doing it for like, you know, like a month. And after a while, once I got used to it, it did feel really kind of good when no one is around and no one is awake Well, I don't know, at 5 a.m. medyo gising na yung world.
I don't know
about here, but did you feel that kind of tranquility that you're awake before everyone else?
I did, actually. I felt a little accomplished. Actually, I felt accomplished earlier today.
Good.
Thinking that, you know, the rest of the world, they're still asleep, or not the world, but, you know, the people around me, they're still asleep. And I got my workout done. Actually, I did do that, and I was pretty motivated because I know that I was going to get my first dose today, so I won't be able to work out after. Mm. So I really motivated myself to run in the morning. Also, you know how I motivated myself?
No.
I'm so funny. I was having a full-on conversation with myself in bed earlier. I was like, hindi mo pala kaya. Weak. As in, literally, ginagano ko yung sarili ko.
Weak shit.
Weak shit ka pala.
Weak shit.
Tapos yun, eventually, it kind of worked, dude. It kind of worked.
There
so,
you go.
Yeah, I got up and I ran.
Yeah, because you're your own worst enemy usually. Right?
I know.
You gotta defeat your inner self first.
Next time you need to do something really hard, do that to yourself.
Talk shit to yourself.
Like,
right?
Weak shit.
Congratulations on getting your first dose, by the way. So get
Thank
vaccinated,
you.
People. Get vaccinated if you can. So yun, the AG, I guess the answer is wake up at 5 in the morning. And go run.
Go run. Try it out, dude.
Moo. This one is from Sam. Probably easy question to answer. Just a random question. How do you like your eggs in the morning?
Oh.
Scrambled.
Good question.
Man. Scrambled, man. Classic.
Omelette. Scrambled?
Omelette.
Wait, scrambled? Like without anything?
Yeah. Some people put salt. We don't got time for that.
You don't got time to season your eggs.
And I scramble it in the pan. Like, I know most people scramble it like in a bowl or something.
No, I do that too.
Okay, good. Because I just throw 3 eggs or 4 eggs in a pan and then I mix it until it looks like it's edible.
Yeah, I get it. Actually, today I had an omelette. I had an omelette for breakfast, 1 egg, and then I had another omelette for lunch. Another
you can make
egg.
An omelette with just 1 egg? I feel like that's not
actually,
enough egg area, surface area.
You know what? That is true, but I cannot eat more than 2 eggs in a day.
Really?
It's with my diet.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
not that I don't want to. I just cannot.
I can eat like literally 6 to 10 in one sitting.
And if you have to bulk up, that's like the best way do it, right? But yeah, for me, I love spinach and cheese omelet. Cheese and eggs, they're just exquisite. It's like the simplest thing that you can do to impress me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'm a big Parmesan cheese guy. I told you this, right?
Ooh,
Parmesan cheese is the shit.
Do you sometimes, when you smell Parmesan, sometimes it smells like feet a little?
It does smell. You know what? Most
it's
cheese,
funky,
most
right?
smell funky, bro. Like blue cheese smells like ass, but it tastes good.
I mean, yeah. Right? I mean, people eat ass.
Yeah.
Like actual ass.
Here we go again. Moo, kind of related. What is your go-to, this is from Carlo. What is your go-to rainy day food? Rainy day. Probably not eggs, right?
Probably not eggs. Honestly, if I had to choose, obviously anything with soup or very warm. So I would have to say arroz caldo. Arroz caldo is just also if you live alone. Look, I was about to say, if you live alone and you know it's not worth it to buy all these ingredients, I buy the boxed version and it works really well. You don't even have to buy anything anymore. If you want maybe a little more ginger, but honestly, for me, I literally throw some water in a pot, and then throw in the boxed version. I buy the White King arroz caldo.
I've never
you
done
throw
that
it in.
Before.
Dude, it's so easy. You throw it in and then you leave it. You have arroz caldo.
I gotta try that.
For me, because I like chicken in my arroz caldo, what I do is I boil chicken on the side, and then while it's cooking, I cook the arroz caldo. So when they're both cooked, I just put them together, and that's it, dude. You don't even have to do anything anymore. Easy peasy. White King.
Nice.
Come on.
Sponsor.
Better step
commercials.
Up. Step up. Good. This is also that's also the brand I use for champurrado, because, you know, when you make champurrado, sometimes you have to make like a big batch, right? But if you live alone, or, you know, you're cooking for two people, I suggest you use champurrado, the boxed version of White King. And sometimes if I want to get some more fiber in it, I throw in some oats and that's it. Like quick cook oats.
I Googled White King, the arroz caldo. I can confidently say I've never seen that. I guess maybe because I never looked for it. I've never seen this. I've never seen this box or packaging in my life.
It's available in groceries everywhere, like literally everywhere.
I didn't know that.
So yeah.
Mm-hmm. No. Mine is easy cup noodles.
Cup noodles, easy, right.
Man. But yeah, anything with soup.
You like your food not digested, huh?
I like it. I like it where it lowers your sperm count. that's my shit. Soft drinks and cup noodles, bro.
Right. The lower, the better.
Okay. This one's directed to you, Rika G. Okay. Riel is asking, if you were to have a solo podcast, what would you name it and what would it most likely be about?
Okay. So I've actually thought about it a couple of times before. Mm-hmm. And I actually did one time record myself in the car. It is more or less the concept of Sabayan with Victor.
Yes.
You know, where they invite guests in the car and then you drive around Metro Manila. But for me, I wanted to do it just me, you know, like a word vomit. Yeah. Yes. Kind of. In my car, just driving around. Also, before I've thought of, or okay, so here's the thing, okay? Because I didn't have confidence to start a podcast, a solo podcast about, you know, my interest in Pinoy hip hop and R&B. So before, I actually thought of emailing this one YouTube channel that focuses on Pinoy hip hop and R&B, like the local artists that we have here. And I wanted to approach them if they wanted to do a podcast where I would host it. Remember I told you this?
Yeah.
Where I would host it, but you know, you would contact the artist and blah, blah, blah. I would come up with the content, but I just need your help and stuff like that. But I pussied out.
Why?
But I mean, honestly, it was for the better because I don't know, like I feel like there are other projects that I did better after that. So maybe in the future, I'm not closing that door. I'm not closing that idea. I kind of just gave that idea away, actually.
That's a dope idea. But, and then they could film it too, right? Like they could, they have a YouTube channel. So I'm sure they have the facilities and shit that you could.
Yeah.
They could.
And they have the contact, dude, because sometimes it's local artists, sometimes it's hard to contact them. You don't know if they have a manager or whatever. I was really into that one, but hopefully soon somebody taps me to be like, hey, do you want to host our podcast? It's about Pinoy hip hop and R&B. And I'm like, I would be so down.
I would be so down for that.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, how about a name though? Any name in mind?
I don't know yet.
For your word vomit one. Rika G in D. Because it drives. Rika G in D. Nah.
Corny. A D and Rika G.
Okay. Moo. Also, shout out, by the way, to Almighty Jill, who also had the same question as Carlo asking what's your favorite Rika G food. So just so that we can. So two people asked that question. From Alvin Joseph, I'm guessing, JSPH. This one, I guess, is more directed to me, but how to start with Axie Infinity? Can't seem to find info on how to. Actually, I learned everything that I learned on YouTube because I was looking at the numbers statistic-wise, parang 60% or more of the population of Axie players, which is now at like 500,000, is Pinoy from the Philippines. So, pag nag-search lang kayo sa YouTube, it's really Filipino content creators are the majority of them. And I don't remember who they were exactly. I mean, I could probably go on YouTube right now and check in the future. But I just learned everything was on YouTube. How to create an Axie account, how to make a MetaMask account, Binance account. It's all there. So, Alvin, that's how I would recommend getting into
the
acting.
University of YouTube.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
But yeah, I feel like, well, if ever, you know, I don't want to go in depth over here, but I have talked about it on my solo podcast, like all the time. That's all I talk about on my solo podcast. So maybe
it's basically an Axie Infinity
pretty
podcast
much,
at this
it's pretty
point.
Much, it's Axie Infinity and basketball.
And basketball.
Oh,
right.
Shout out, by the way, to the Milwaukee Bucks. Congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations.
Game 6, Giannis Antetokounmpo had 50 points, man. Oh, crazy.
That speech was really heartwarming.
He had a lot. He's been killing his interviews. Like, even before they won, he's had so many great like lines or answers to questions. Ganda, galing. He's like what I think athletes should aspire to be in terms of how they, you know, how they handle their ego and stuff to the press, how professionalism and whatnot. Galing.
Shout out.
Let's do I guess last two.
You know what? I had an idea.
What's that?
Earlier today in the car. And I know that Susie did this for like a segment before on one of her radio shows.
Okay.
Susie of the Weak Sauce, right?
Yeah. Shout out to Susie, by the way, who's the biggest Milwaukee Bucks
fan. I know.
She was crying. I can't even imagine.
I was thinking of doing the same thing here on the podcast, or maybe like, you know, putting a little twist to it.
Halo spin.
You know, I try to what do you call this? I try to report on sports. Because, okay, I do have an interest, you know, in sports, but I don't have a lot of knowledge.
Well, that's where you and Susie differ, right?
Exactly.
Susie's like a sports genius.
Exactly. But, you know, I mean, like, I would really, really get into it. Like, literally, I would do my research and then I would have a segment here. And not just, okay, because I want to start with basketball because that's the most, you know, readily available.
Yeah.
But then we could, like, go into tennis, football, and shit like that. And then, you know, you would watch me or hear me struggle.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Think of a Porsche name, Let's Defense. Let us know what you want to call that.
Or
we can just
down.
Fall back on Anna D inside. Anna D inside.
I know. D Enrique G.
D Enrique G. It makes no sense, but.
That just makes me look like.
I don't know, dude. But yeah, shout out to Susie, who, by the way, has her own podcast. Yeah, The Weak Sauce. She's a DJ also at Magic.
With Ricky Flow.
Yeah. So shout out and congratulations to Susie as well, who I think also got engaged, by the way.
I know. Congratulations Susie. Claps.
Okay. And actually, let's just combine these two because one's pretty easy. From Akkar, who says, have you guys seen Never Have I Ever on Netflix? They say the show is really good. That's the one with I think the main actress is that Indian girl, if I'm not mistaken. Have you seen it?
I have not. I haven't seen anything new. So yeah. But I mean, it looks interesting. Oh, okay.
I watched the first like few episodes. I guess it wasn't really for me, but I can see the appeal to it. I know one of the student jocks that I work with right now was super into, because season 2, I think, just came out. So go watch it. I haven't seen it in its entirety, though, just to be honest. And the last one from Jax is asking, what is the weirdest, shocking, or most amazing Marvel Cinematic Universe theory that you've heard? Is that something that you might be able to answer, Ikaji? Or really?
I remember talking to my brother about a lot of the theories. I just have to think about it. You go first. I might remember if you go first.
A little WandaVision spoiler, I guess, for people who haven't watched it, but there was a whole, like, the last three episodes, you're left wondering if they were going to introduce some sort of, like the X-Men or something, because somebody shows up. You kind of have to watch the show to kind of get what I'm talking about. So, and there's this channel on YouTube called New Rock Stars. Have you seen, have you seen them, Reese?
No.
It's this guy, his name. But after every episode of, like, a Marvel Disney Plus show, they do a breakdown, and their breakdowns are so, so detailed, like so good. Like, they will pull references, not just from the MCU cinematic universe. They will show you references that are related to the comics, or like just the actors themselves. It's incredible. The research team behind them, whoever does it is really good. But because I was watching them after every episode, they were hyping up a theory that like they were convinced, like they were super convinced that this was going to happen at the end of WandaVision, and it didn't happen. So that's I was a little bit disappointed. So ever since that,
right?
Winter Soldier, Falcon and the Winter Soldier, and then even Loki,
Captain Iron Man.
After I didn't watch New Rock Stars until I was done with the series, just so that I could kind of reflect on, like, you know, look at it. Because it's still cool. There are really cool references in every episode, but I didn't want to get my hopes up for a crazy theory that I thought, because of the Easter eggs in each episode, that it was going to build up to. So for me, that was the craziest. I can't really think of anything too crazy. Do you have one in mind?
I remember talking to my brother about this was, I think, the first Endgame?
Infinity War. I love that
Infinity
movie.
War. This was when it came out. So we didn't know about the future or the movies after that. We were talking about, I was asking my brother, so does it mean that Ant-Man did not die? Because he was in that alternate universe.
The quantum realm.
And then he was like, maybe. That's like one of the theories that he saw on Reddit.
And it was true. It ended up being true.
Yeah. So we were really into that because I remember we were on a family vacation and we were super bored. We started talking about MCU. Yeah. Literally, it was like Reddit.
I get you, though, because after Infinity War, everyone's like, what the fuck is going to happen? Yeah. And for me, my biggest quest in searching online was, why did Doctor Strange let Star-Lord punch Thanos so that they couldn't get the gauntlet off? Like, you'd think, if he could read, because he did that thing, right, where he read like a million.
Yeah, all of the possibilities
or whatever.
Yeah.
So, I was like, what the hell? Why? How did they lose? And then, there were people discussing whatever. And people were actually able to guess the title of Endgame because Doctor Strange does say it in Infinity War. He does
right.
say
yeah,
we're
yeah,
in
yeah.
the Endgame now. So yeah. That was kind of cool. Like
also,
also,
another theory. I think Doctor Strange is the best secret keeper in the whole entire universe.
Yeah, I don't understand his power.
He could have told somebody an ant or a dog, but no.
I have a feeling there'd be a butterfly effect of sorts, right?
That's
why he couldn't tell Iron Man, because Iron Man's the one who ends up sacrificing himself at the end. Mm. But I was like, I don't understand sometimes because he has the time stone. And he can go back in time. So I don't understand in the fight. Maybe I just don't understand the capabilities of the time stone. But can't he just go back in time and win every fight? That's how I always looked at it. Like, it's kind of weird.
But maybe he considers the butterfly effect. Yeah, you would win this time, right, but maybe in the future you wouldn't. Yeah. And he sees all the possibilities, which means he knows.
Yeah. Maybe a Doctor Strange fan out there can kind of
come on.
Clarify that. Oh, one more theory that I have been hoping will become true is that the Spider-Men from so Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield will be in the next Spider-Man in a multiverse kind of thing. And so far, it's looking like it might happen, bro.
Ooh.
Because of there's that thing where Andrew Garfield's stunt double was posted an Instagram post, I think. And was credited Tom Holland's stunt double for the photo. And I think this stunt double has never worked on any other film with Andrew Garfield besides Spider-Man. So people are speculating that they are, the stunt doubles for both Spider-Men are doing something together. So hopefully.
So are you saying two Spider-Mans in one?
Three. Tobey Maguire, three two.
Did I just say Spider-Mans? Spider-Men in a movie?
I hope so, man.
Wow.
Dude, that would be because the Endgame, when everyone came out of Endgame, that shit was like a wet dream, right? That was like an orgasm.
That's true, yeah.
I cannot fathom what it would be like to to see Tobey Maguire.
To have an orgasm.
And Andrew Garfield, right? The D Enrique G, right? Like, that is like the concept that I'm imagining right now for Spider-Man.
Oh, gosh.
Can you believe it? Can you imagine, dude?
Dude.
Like, I cannot.
That would be amazing.
Yeah, So I'm hoping that happens. So, yeah.
Wait. Which means, like, where does the uncle and the aunt stand?
That's what I'm saying.
Young?
Like, they
are they old?
Exactly.
Are they
because
what?
If the concept of this multiverse is true, and I think it is because of recent events, I'm not going to spoil it, because of recent events. Then they all exist. Like all of these exist in different universes. And if this multiverse does exist, which I think they're going to tackle in the Doctor Strange movie, right? Because it's called the Multiverse of Madness. Then it opens up the possibility of every other Marvel thing that they've done could show up in the future.
Yeah.
So all, you know, X-Men, I'm trying to think, like, Ghost Rider, like all these movies that were pre-Iron Man, like Ghost Rider and shit like that, could show. I mean, how cool it would be to see Nicolas Cage just show up, bro. Just shows up
imagine?
And then he's with Rocket Raccoon and Thor and shit.
That would be, cool. Yeah. It's be like mind
insane.
Blown.
Insane.
Oh, so you know that meme that people use of the two Spider-Mans pointing at each other?
Yeah,
it's gonna happen
it is.
In the big screen.
No, they have to make it happen. Like, there has to be a scene where they do that.
It's just fan service.
Yeah, it is. Gotta it be, is. Man. Oh, man. I hope so. Anyway, thank you for the awesome questions. Moo. We do those on IG, by the way. So if you want to follow us, it's Halo Halo Show. We're almost at 2,000 followers. Wow.
That's cool.
So yeah, follow us on there just so that you can get the story that you can reply to, which we do on here on the show. No official bean there done that. We didn't actually post asking what you did this week, but there are a lot of pretty cool posts that you guys have shown us throughout the week, including one where two people actually, I guess, I don't know if they're, but it seems like they posted it separately and they don't know each other, maybe. Mm-hmm. But they both posted this thing from Oreo and Red Ribbon. That of the girl, the little girl who looks like you.
And then the little boy who looks like you.
I don't know where the little boy is from, though. I don't know if he's part of a teleserye. It looks like a teleserye or of some sort. Is this what you look like when you're her age, you think? Do you think?
Scarlet Snow, probably. I do.
Ah, this is Scarlet Snow.
That's Scarlet Snow. I do have a photo.
Sorry, I didn't recognize her.
I do have a photo that looks like this, so let me show you one time.
Sige. there are from older ones that we just should acknowledge. We did talk about the Wendy Williams thing, so Jack did also post about that as well. And then that was iChan who posted that. Jack posted something from NAS Daily about some guy who created a device.
I saw.
That's pretty cool, man. You should check out the video on there. So if you want to check out everything, it's on the Hala Hala Show, Let Your Fam. The one thing that is recent here, the most recent one, is from Sam, who, and I posted this on my IG stories today, from a artist, in a Filipino artist named, parang Tarantadong Kalbo or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen
that?
It's so cool. Yeah, Tarantadong
Kalbo.
Yeah, I mean,
I've seen a lot of the comics before.
Yeah. He made a piece of artwork where it's like a lot of people, like these fists or something, who are bowed down in unison. And then there's one who's kind of standing up and it's glowing. Mm-hmm. It's like a, what's the term? Like an allegory? I don't know the term.
I don't even know what that is.
It's kind of signifying don't all follow whatever is being told to you. And I think it was for kind of like a, I guess, an allegory, I guess.
Yeah,
for,
and it's
for
posted
the government,
in,
right?
I know, it's posted in Politico Comics.
Yeah.
So it's probably about the politics here in the Philippines. Also, do you see that tiny detail beside the what? They're looking at their side. They're kind of like considering
detail.
It.
Fantastic.
Oh, God, that is great. That is.
Yeah,
dude, that's so smart.
Yeah, I saw it a few days ago. I saw it a few days ago on Twitter, and then what I saw earlier today, and then I saw the final thing, was different local artists kind of took that original art, and for each like fist in that photo, mm-hmm. added their own kind of character and them standing up. And it came to fruition where the final product was all these artists who contributed to this in one final artwork where they're all standing up and looking forward. It's so, so good. And it just shows, A, the talent that we have so many talented Pinoy artists, but also that these artists really support each other. And I think that was so cool. So Tarantadong Kalbo, if you want to check out on IG.
At saka parang ano, no? Na parang for me, something is changing in the air, I feel like. You know, these are like little, like minor things na I just realized earlier, it's because malapit na yung elections.
Yes.
You know, papalapit na siya ng papalapit. Mm-hmm. That's why sometimes, you know, we have like, I don't know, sometimes I just, you know, have random conversations with people asking them, bakit kaya may ganito, no? Ba't kaya biglang may ganito? Ba't biglang may project na ganyan? Mm-hmm. And for some reason, like most of the time, it would be like, ba, kasi, ano, pa nagpapabango, ganon, or kasi malapit na election. Para ko, oh nga, no. Mm-hmm. You know, all of these things that we see na akala natin, maybe progress or something else, mm-hmm. wala lang, parang, napaisip nga lang ako na oo nga, something is changing. You know, the wind is changing. It's because lapit na elections. But I mean, I am hopeful. So please register to vote.
It's easier now too. We play it on radio all the time. You like sign up through an app and then all you have to do, now I haven't done it. Like I haven't done this method, but you just bring that registration like code, I guess, or QR code and bring it to your like election office, wherever the nearest one is.
Yeah.
And you're registered. So I haven't done it myself like in that method. So if anyone's done it, let us know how easy it is. But it seems easy from the instructions. So
true.
And the deadline is what, end of this month or something? Lapit na, malapit na. So
lapit na. So please magparehistro po tayo.
Yeah. That's it, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for listening. Our pretty short mix today, but I think we got a lot off the. We answered a lot of good questions. So that was
Thank you guys. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram and on Twitter. Mm-hmm. You guys know where to follow us. Also, hit the follow button here on Spotify to let Spotify know that you guys listen to the podcast. And just let one friend know.
I suggest
this episode. Send it to them. You know, an MCU fan.
Hey.
Go ahead. You know, let them listen to this episode and get angry at us for all of our stupid theories.
And we still have merch available if you want to get some Hala Hala Show merch. Support the show that way. And we still have an awesome partnership with NordVPN, and a lot of people have already kind of signed up for it actually, and we've gotten great feedback. And if you haven't given us feedback, please let us know, and we'd be happy to read your experience with NordVPN, because I think we think it's a fantastic deal,
it will make
your life so much better. Okay,
because you know we have like connections to the top.
Yeah, we do, man. The top of the summit. We report directly to them. Okay. Yeah, the Halala Show everywhere, thehalalashow@gmail.com if you want us to read a Leche fan mail. And mix number, I don't know, about 29 or something will be out on Monday. Something like that. Okay. Extra song.
Do 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 do.
Halala Show.
Bye.
Bye, 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 bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.